It's time for Let's Chat with Rustech, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustech. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustech. My name is Nick Russell, and today I want to talk to you about posting to social media. Now, there are so many different ways you can do that, and I had a conversation with a friend just the other week, and we talked about using a scheduler to post to social media, all of your social media platforms. Now, they were using Facebook Creator Studio for Facebook, but LinkedIn, they were using Hootsuite, and they were using a couple of other different platforms like TweetDeck, for example, they were using for their tweets. Now, Twitter, we didn't really talk much about Twitter. We were talking more about Facebook and Instagram, and they were kind of concerned and wanted to stop using the schedules altogether because they were losing the engagement was going way down on all of their posts. And they had heard a rumor that if you schedule your posts, you're going to lose engagement. Now, I can assure you that is not true at all. That is a myth, and it's not true. Now, my next question was, I asked them, how often are you engaging with your audience on these platforms? Now, they admitted to me that they weren't engaging much at all. They were responding to the comments that were already on there, but that was it. They weren't actually going out and engaging with others using their profile, their pages and stuff. So I said that was the issue right there. Now, personally, I use a platform called Loomly, but there are tons of other platforms out there like Hootsuite and Buffer, and even Facebook has its own Creator Studio. But I use a platform called Loomly. Now, I schedule everything out because it makes things so much easier and it saves so much time. If you batch work all of your content creation, schedule it out, that's one thing that's left off your plate. Now, the one thing that I do is, for example, we'll talk about Instagram. If I have a post going out at 2 o'clock right now, or 2 o'clock today, what I'll do is using Todoist, I set up in my clients' projects a task that has a reminder that says post going out on Tuesday at 2 o'clock, engage. Not like the Captain Picard engage, but it's telling me to open up Instagram in and around that time. There's a lead up to that, but in around that time, I should be engaging. Now, what happens is if that post goes at 2 o'clock and say around 2, 5 after 2, 10 after 2, quarter after 2, whatever the case may be, if I start engaging a little bit, even if it's just a quick 5-10 minutes, comment on a few posts, reach out to hashtags that are in my target audience, that for one is going to start growing your account and getting more eyes on your account. But that's also going to bring people to see your feed, to see what you've posted and engage with what you've just posted as well. It may not be the first time you do it, but that's going to start to build that relationship and you're going to get more engagement that way. So that brings me to the $1.80 strategy from Gary Vee. So if you've ever heard of that, you take the top 9 hashtags and you comment on the top 10 posts with that hashtag. And then you do that all the way through, adding your 2 cents to equal $1.80. So if you do that every day, you're going to start growing tremendously. So the one thing I told them, you can post and schedule all your stuff out. So it doesn't matter if it's doing it manually or scheduling it out. If you just post it and leave it, not a lot's going to happen. Now, one of the things that I use as an analogy is think about going to an actual networking event. Because when it comes down to it, social media is all about being social. It is that simple. So think about going to a networking event and you have one of those pull-up banners or a stand that has a banner on it or whatever the case may be. And you set that up in the corner. Now, as you're setting it up, people might be around you. You can have a conversation, say what it is. This is my banner. This is what's on it. This is what I'm offering. This is who I am. But if you set that up and then go back, go to the bar, get a drink, and then start to mingle on this side of the room and not mention the banner or nothing, no one's going to know it's back there. It's in the back of the room. But if you have a conversation and start building relationships with people while you're there, and they're mentioning, oh, hey, you know, I've just got this new banner and there's a link on this banner. If you type that in or you scan this QR code that's on there, it's a special offer for you, or it brings you to this that's going to provide you a ton of value. I'm going to give this to you for free if you scan this QR code, but you're bringing attention to that. So now you're talking about that with one, two, three more people. Now they're going to go, oh, well, hey, this guy's offering a ton of value. If you just look at that banner, there's a ton of value there. And he's giving this away for free. He's giving you tons of value here. That'll bring more eyes to that banner. The same thing is happens on social media when you're engaging. If you're constantly engaging, providing value in the comment sections of your target audience posts, that's going to bring more eyes to your page. Then they're going to tell more people. More people are going to see what you're offering there and want to see what you have to offer as well. It's really that simple. Now, before we end this, I do want to say we're really trying to grow our group starting in the new year. So we're starting to tease little things. If you've noticed in the last couple of weeks about getting into our Facebook group, Entrepreneur Momentum. Now, I do have some really big things planned for 2022 next year in that group. Now that the pandemic is we're kind of hopefully, knock on wood, going past this. Things are getting safer. Things are opening up. I really have some big plans for 2022. So to be a part of all that, I want you guys to be in Entrepreneurial Momentum so you see these things right away and you can get involved. Not only that, it's a Facebook group that's all about value, with a thread on Fridays where you're able to promote your business or your events as well. And that's the whole group. It's all about value. So things like this podcast, I talk about in the group. So it's completely free value for you to help grow your business and create that momentum in your business. So you'll see the outro and you'll hear the outro after this podcast talking about it, but the description is also in the link of this podcast. It's Entrepreneur Momentum, if I could say it right. But yeah, just look up that Facebook group and we can't wait to see you in there. And with all of that said, I can't wait to chat with you again next week. Hold on just one quick second. Now, I want to help you create momentum, not only in your life, but in your business as well. And to do that, I created a Facebook group called Entrepreneur Momentum. The whole point of this Facebook group is we're not flooded with all kinds of spam and links and offers. This group is all about value and helping each other grow our businesses together. Now, if you've listened to me talk for at any point of time, you know I'm not a fan of competition. I love working with other entrepreneurs, even entrepreneurs that are in the same industry I am. And I want to help everybody grow. And that's the whole point of this group. There's no competition at all. It's all about value and helping you grow your business as well as become more productive in your daily lives. So if you search Entrepreneurial Momentum on Facebook, or if you click the link in the description of this podcast and YouTube video, I can't wait to see you in our group.